Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project. So, you know, when you're sitting around at your computer, you read something, you like it, you forward it to all your friends, family, they delete it. No, sometimes they read it. Well, we take all those little savory bits and put them together in a segment we like to call The Most. And our awesome producers have gathered around the table.
I have before me a, what is the collective noun for producers? Is it a gaggle? No, you know, a gaggle and
cornucopia.
I know it. It's a pride of producers.
A pride. I like that.
Pride of producers.
A pride of producers. Okay, who's going to go first? Caitlin?
How
about
you?
I'll
go first. Okay. The story I have today is most viewed on the LA Times. It's a sad story. Richard Nair, the co-founder of Wham-O, the toy company which made such popular toys as the hula hoop, the frisbee, the slip and slide, and silly string, has died. He founded the company in 1948 with his boyhood best friend, Arthur Spud Mellon, and they named it
Wham-O. When you got a name like Mellon, you got to have another food as
right.
a nickname. Yeah, yeah.
And they named the company Wham-O for the sound that their first product, a slingshot, made when it hit its target. And it's kind of funny how they got into the slingshot biz. They originally wanted to train falcons. Apparently they were into birds. And so in trying to teach the birds to dive at prey, they lobbed meatballs
uh-huh.
with a homemade slingshot. So they're showing this off to someone, trying to get them to buy the bird. And the guy's like, yeah, I'm not really into the falcon, but that slingshot is sweet. And then next thing you know, they were in the toy business.
See, those guys are either the people you definitely want at your party, like the really uber funny people, or they're almost suicidal. It's one or the other. It's like
yeah.
extreme.
Unless you have like a lot of falcons at the party, and then you definitely got to keep them away because they always target the falcons. All right, Trisha.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I have one of the most popular stories at Reuters, and it's actually Reuters taking a report out of People magazine.
Because is that they fair? Is that legal?
You know, hey, as long as you attribute, you can do that.
Okay.
And the headline, the headline says the word report. I'm not going to say, all right, here we go. It's news about Jenna Bush's wedding.
And?
Apparently,
what do we know?
People magazine, quoting two anonymous sources, has the wedding date. Dun, dun, dun. May 10th. They're
yeah.
saying May 10th. They're saying, and one of their two anonymous sources says it's not going to be at the White House. It's going to be at Crawford, Texas, at the ranch.
So I guess he'll have to clear some brush beforehand.
Yeah, there'll probably be some brush clearing if this is true. And I've been trying, you know, I'm a good journalist. I've been
mm-hmm.
trying to get some confirmation on this. I've been searching wedding registries online to see if I can find this couple. But you know what? They're not registered.
You don't think of Target? No?
I didn't try Target.
Tent and Trails?
I tried a bunch of more upscale places. And I didn't
yeah.
find them. Maybe they're hiding at Target. I don't know. I'm going to keep looking.
All right.
Good job, Trisha.
I'm on it.
Let's whipsaw from the worlds of Jenna Bush to Pauline. What have you got?
We got the most emailed on Yahoo News.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently there was a bomb scare in Sweden yesterday. So police and explosive experts went to this apartment building, the garage in this apartment building in a large city called Göteborg, because a janitor had found a package that was suspicious, who was humming and vibrating. So he called the bomb squad. And when they came, they cordoned off the area, they opened the package, and they didn't find a bomb. They found a vibrator, a sex toy.
Something else that hums and vibrates.
Exactly.
This is right out of the Ron Howard movie Parenthood. Do you remember that?
No,
scene?
I don't remember that scene.
Yes. I think it was, you know, classic comedy. The
oh,
lights
that's
come
right. The
on,
lights went out, and
sex,
it was
yeah.
a big white vibrating dildo.
It would have been funnier if she were in Rotterdam, I have to say. Rotterdam makes it all funnier.
I'm actually surprised this doesn't, like, happen more in, like, airports, you know, when people are traveling.
Yes. And, you know, spontaneous.
It probably does. We just don't hear about it.
No,
note to self, don't travel with Pauline.
Lauren, could you pick our mind up out of the Swedish subcontinent?
Yes, I've got a most read story from The Guardian, and it's about a man from Denver, Colorado, who ate about 2 bags of popcorn, microwave popcorn, every single day, and developed a lung condition known as popcorn lung.
Popcorn lung. Right.
Yeah, so his lungs were damaged by a chemical in the artificial butter flavor, and this is a medical condition that usually only affects popcorn factory workers who are mixing the vats of
but if you
all day.
Eat 2 bags a day,
yeah,
I mean, what is
it's
that?
It's all about exposure.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, this is a real illness, but I mean, if you eat 2 bags of microwave popcorn a day, you've got to expect something bad to happen to you.
Well, he's suing not the popcorn manufacturers, but the Kroger grocery store that sold him his daily fix, which is an interesting approach. And also
that seems
in
sort of
daily fix.
Like missing the point.
In his last month, the four biggest U.S. popcorn microwave companies announced that they were going to remove that chemical from their products. So we're all safe now to continue to, if we'd like, as I do, to continue eating as much popcorn as you can.
Two bags full?
That's
yes,
a lot.
Sir, yes,
that's
sir,
a
two
major
bags
indigestion.
Full.
How are those lungs feeling, Lospo?
They're all right. They're all right.
Or at least we'll have the warnings. Friends don't let friends eat two bags of popcorn. Eat popcorn responsibly. Popcorn has been known to cause lung defects in certain Kroger shoppers who don't understand who to sue. Dan, what do you got?
How are you, Mike?
Hey, buddy.
We got a most emailed here from Reuters. It is, you know, we talked about the economy earlier. Some people were saying recession could be in the offing. We've heard a lot about the mortgage crisis, foreclosures all around the country getting up to all-time highs. And it turns out that this may not just be affecting lower and middle-income people, that this issue of foreclosures, the mortgage crisis, is going to start to work its way up to the more wealthy homes. A lot of wealthy folks who bought multi-million-dollar homes may start to lose their homes, basically for the same reason that people in lower income brackets did. Basically, they signed on to mortgages that they couldn't afford. Maybe the whole thing's on a different level, but it's the same basic concept, adjustable rate mortgage. The rate goes up, and suddenly you can't afford to pay.
In over your head is in over your head.
Right.
Right, no matter what the baseline payment is. Well, guys, gals, that was a great bit of, you know, mosting.
Thanks,
I want to thank you all.
Thanks.
No more popcorn.